Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting third. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Sutcliffe. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Sutcliffe. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting third. The right fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Tudor. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards third. Pendleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe fires to first and picks off Coleman. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland strikes out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare hits a pop-up towards third. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier hits a line drive into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Tudor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor bunts towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Pendleton moves to second. Two outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Moreland, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Pendleton scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hare reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Slyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hare for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Dernier reaches second base with a double. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutcliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe fires to first and picks off Smith. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sandberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Tudor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor is 0 for 0 in the game. Tudor hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Slyke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Dernier, who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. Hare hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lavalier bunts towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Hare moves to second. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith is walked intentionally. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dernier hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ronsay pinch hits for Rick Sutcliffe. Ronsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona pinch runs for Ronsay. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 3 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Fontenot now pitching. John Tudor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tudor strikes out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland, who is chasing the ball. McGee reaches third base with a triple. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 3 in the game. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Van Slyke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Davey Lopez pinch runs for Gary Matthews. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor fires to first and picks off Lopez. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moreland for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.